This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So today is the 8th of Al-Muharram, Jama'ah. Today is the 8th of the Muharram. What does that mean? What is so special about that? Huh? Tomorrow is the 9th, mashallah, very good. So what does that mean? Well, in Hadith Qatada radiallahu ta'ala warḍah, in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked about the virtue of fasting the 10th of Al-Muharram, the day we called Ashura, which means the 10th. So the Prophet was asked about the virtue of fasting on Ashura, the 10th of Al-Muharram. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةَ. Fasting that day will expiate the sins committed in the previous year. Don't tell me, mashallah, your past year was awesome. Because if you are, you'll be in Jannah already. You must be an angel, mashallah. We have our own shortcomings, our mistakes, our faults, our errors, our regrets, at least. Things that we'd like to not to see on the Day of Judgment, we want to see them being wiped out completely from our record. And subhanAllah, the fasting of one day, which is Ashura, that's going to be Tuesday, inshallah ta'ala, is equivalent to that. What is so special about this day? So Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala warḍah, he says in Hadith al-Bukhari, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتحرى صيام يوم. I haven't seen the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم so eager of maintaining the fasting of a special day besides the month of Ramadan. He says مثل عاشوراء, like العاشر المحرم, the day he would do it, صلوات الله وسلم. حديث صحيح البخاري. Also, it was reported the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Mecca, he saw the people of Mecca observing the fast on that day. And he was fasting with them, salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. Probably that's from the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam, or before that. Then when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he moved to Medina, when migrated to Medina, he also saw the Jewish community fasting that day. And you know that they also followed the lunar calendar like we do. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired about what is so special about this day to them. They said, قَالُوا هَذَا يَوْمٌ نَجَّى اللَّهُ فِيهِ مُوسَى مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ. This is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory and saved Musa from Fir'aun, from the Pharaoh. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قال, you know, أَنَا أَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ. I have more right in Musa than you. So he ordered the people to fast the day, and he himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was planning to fast that day as well too. So he made it an obligation. But then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, لَإِنْ أَبْقَانَ لَوْ أَحْيَانِ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَابِلِ. If Allah azza wa jal give me life until next year, I will fast the 9th and the 10th. So he would differentiate himself from the fasting of the people of the book in Medina. So he said, I will fast the 9th and the 10th. But then, through the year, or that during that year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the obligation of the fasting of the month of Ramadan. So when Ramadan became obligatory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he removed the obligation of fasting the 10th of Ashura, and he made it optional or as a recommendation. Still, the virtue is there. Meaning, if you fast the day of Ashura, you will get, inshallah ta'ala, the reward, the expiating of the sins of 1 year. Now, what kind of sins are we talking about? What kind of sins are we talking about? We talk about the minor sins. Major sins require specific tawbah. Okay. Does that also include premeditated sins, since I still have 2 more days, inshallah ta'ala, bismillah? All right? Let me plan a few crimes. And then I will say, I'll fast Tuesday, and we'll be fine, inshallah. Does that work, Jama'ah, like this? A'udhu billah. That's istihza, wallahi. You're ridiculing faith, ridiculing, trying to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a'udhu billah. You can't do this. But we're talking about innocent mistakes, faults, and errors that you didn't really have an intention, or maybe sometimes, yeah, with intention, I did something wrong, but I'm regretful. I don't feel good about what I've done. So those are the type of sins that fasting a day like Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate the sins that they committed. But once again, if there was a major sin, or sins that is involving the right and the huquq of other people, then you owe it to them before anything else. You need to amend those situations with them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then to forgive you for those mistakes and those errors and those sins. So the days, inshallah, the upcoming day, Monday and Tuesday. So tomorrow is the 9th and Tuesday is the 10th. If you can fast both days, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And don't tell me you cannot, Jama'ah. There are 2 days. You can, inshallah ta'ala. But if you say, well, tomorrow, I don't know, man, tomorrow I have exam, I have this, whatever that is, do not miss the opportunity of fasting on Tuesday. And if you do, I hope, inshallah, that you guys, you all will do, inshallah, azza wa jal. Make sure to encourage your family members. Encourage your spouse, your children to fast with you and have a beautiful Ramadan-like iftar. And I'm sure that the guys are going to say, okay, alhamdulillah, that means we're going to have all the goodies of Ramadan right now. The samosas and the gulab jam and the biryani and easy, jama'ah. It's not really about feasting after fasting. It's about just, you know, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that day and being grateful for the blessing and the ni'am that we do. So make sure to do that. And also, if you would like to make it, inshallah, as a family thing, invite your neighbors, other people. Remember those maybe in the community, their family are traveling maybe, or single brothers or single even mothers and so on. Invite them over. Join, inshallah, together with the goodness of that day, binnallahi azza wa jal. Last thing. Is there any connection or any correlation for us when it comes to fasting the 10th of Ashura with the murder of Al-Husayn ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala wa arda? The answer is absolutely not. It will just happen that the death of Al-Husayn radiallahu anhu wa arda happened on that day. It's a sad part and dark spot in our history as an ummah, unfortunately, that the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being murdered in a political strife that was happening in the ummah, in the community. But our fasting has nothing to do with that. And when we fast, we don't fast out of grief or out of aza or anything like that. No, we're fasting it because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. He recommended that we do that. And there is so much reward in doing it. So please do so and keep that in your mind, inshallah. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah accept from all of you, Rabbil Alameen. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.